Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everybody. If you can hear me, somebody push one. Anybody, everybody push one. Somebody say something. Can you hear me? Shalom, Israel. All right, there you go. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Shalom, shalom. Well, you know what? This is a wonderful first day of the week, even though it's raining. It's still not cold outside yet, but we're on our way there. But how wonderful it is to be alive. I did get everybody's email about the imposters and stuff getting attacked. I saw that. We can definitely talk about that today. You know, it's just unfortunate. It is just unfortunate that we have crazy people in the world. I mean, we really do have some crazy people in the world, you know, that think that they can change the story. And they cannot change the story. So, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate. We definitely will be praying for those people, and you know, because nobody deserves to be attacked. That's just unacceptable. We do not accept that under any circumstances for anyone to go through anything like that. And from the reports that I got, he was definitely African American. And for some reason, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we have started to attack them people. Which, you know, I don't know about all that. I'm just saying it's just unfortunate, you know, when you have people that are not mentally stable that go out and do things like that. And, you know, sometimes, especially when people come into the knowledge of who they are, everybody is not mentally stable. So they don't understand the God that they serve. And they try to get the results that they want and not understanding that this story has an ending that Yah is going to end on its own. So nobody has the right to hurt anybody or take any laws into their own hands or have any thoughts of hurting anyone because of what they're doing. All of this was preordained, predestined, and already written in the book that this was going to happen, so it's going to happen. You know, and that's why it's important that we keep talking, because people, you know, come and they learn new things. And you know, like the lady said yesterday, you know, the days of the street preaching is almost over with. It's going to become obsolete because they're going to see to that. Some kind of way they're going to see to it. So we have to be more strategic and polished in our delivery, because that's a very important thing, is to be polished in our delivery. So I just want to say that, you know, and I get all the emails, and, you know, things are kind of settling down now, so we can kind of, you know, relax and talk about current events, and, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. It is what it is. I mean, you know, we don't control the news. We don't know how much of it is true. We don't know how much of it is fake. We just don't know. You know, so, you know, we take it with a grain of salt and say, you know, to all of those that were hurt, we sincerely apologize, you know, for the things that have happened to you. You know, we wish you Godspeed. We hope everything works out for you well. You know, and that I heard they caught the perpetrator. And we haven't seen his face as of yet. You know, but to that brother, too, you know, you have to understand that whatever you do, it does not just affect you. You have family members out there. You know, you have if you have children, they're going to be affected. The whole community is affected. You know, and now they're trying, somebody said they said he was a Hebrew Israelite. But guess what? We don't do those kind of things. We don't attack people. That's not what we're here to do. So, you know, it's not going to affect us, because all we have to do, we have an advocate. Well, all we got to do is reach out to Yah and ask Yah to cover and protect us and expose all of the things that are going on, whether they be truth or lies. Expose the motive and the intent, and he will. He will. Because he said we're going to be saved out of it. So, you know. I just wanted to put that out there. Anybody who wants to talk about that, please feel free to push one. You know, I know that, you know, people have been sending me things through email, and let me get area code 904. Eric, call 904. Your mic is open. You're on the air if you want to talk. Go ahead.
Shalom, shalom. I was just going to say, I like the point that you made that of us just going to the Most High to pray for the truth to be revealed. Because when you just understand the geography of how things are in New York and in those areas, in those isolated communities like that, it's just unusual that to see somebody walking around that with a machete that would go and do these things. If it did happen, you know, I pray for complete healing for those individuals. But I just find it very strange that now all of a sudden Black men are attacking people of other, and that's just not common practice. So I just find it very strange. And so, like you said, we just pray for the Most High to reveal all things, and we know what to do. It's not like us to just go out there and do those kind of things. And so I just know that for us as a people, that's something we know and understand, and just have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, sometimes things will be presented that's not accurate, and that we just need to continue to do what the Most High told us to do. And killing and hurting people is not a part of it.
Absolutely, it's not. And if he's there, if he did do that with a machete, he's not completely 100% there. And there's a lot of us, you know, mental illness does run among us, as it does among all the other nations. And sometimes I have encountered people who have become conscious and they want results right now. They don't want to wait. They're not interested. They want somebody to blame. You know, how dare you walk around with my identity, and how dare you live on the land that belongs to me, and how dare you, when they don't know the story and they don't know what we did to get us here, you know, and they don't want to hear it. They want their results and the way they want it right now. And you know, especially some of our younger people, and that's why teaching is so important. It's so important to know that Yah put us here, you know, and there's nobody to blame. He put us here, and he allowed those people to assume our identity. He did, to provoke us to jealousy, you know, but it doesn't provoke us to violence. Because it's never supposed to provoke us to anything but jealousy. You know, but jealousy is dangerous too. So, I mean, you know, it's just a mess. It's just a mess. But it's going to get better.
But are they saying that he is an Israelite? I mean, a conscious Israelite? Because I wasn't aware of that. Or...
Well, somebody sent me an email that said that somebody was saying that he was an Israelite. But I don't know how true that is either. You know, but all of a sudden, like you said, all of a sudden now, Black people are attacking Jewish people. I mean, come on. I mean, really. But, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it when they run the news. I mean, they control the news media. They control what goes in and what goes out and what people see. So, I mean, you know, we don't have any control over that other than what we're doing right now. So, again, you know, we have to – nobody deserves to be violently violated. Nobody does, no matter who you are. You know, but unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world, and there are people out there that do bad things. It is. And, you know, it's nothing we can do about it but try to keep talking, you know, because Most High has got this story the way he wants it. You know, it's just unfortunate. But we keep doing what we're doing. I'm glad that we have become aware of who Yah is and who Yisrael is and understanding who he is, you know, because it makes you see things from a totally different perspective. It does. It really does. All right, let me open up the mic if anybody else. Area code 540, do you have anything you'd like to say about the situation?
Yes.
Area code 540. Yes, ma'am.
Since Trump made the Jews a race, they have to try to find something against the real Israelites to come up with to try to say, well, see, they're the ones that aren't real and that's why they're attacking us. And that's not so. That is not in us. That's not what our Father has told us to do. And we have to be obedient, because disobedience is why we are today where we are. And we know this, at least maybe not all of us, but I think enough of us. So, you know, for us to stay in the news and to keep this new thing going about the Jews being a race, something has to be in the news. So, like you said, we'll pray, talk to our Heavenly Father, and He is going to clear this all up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with you. Thank you so much. So you said that He made them a race. What race are they? I mean, I'm not quite understanding. What race are they now? What are they claiming to be in terms of a race?
They're claiming that Jews, the word Jews, is now a race. I don't know how you would define that as a race, but that's what Trump did.
So are they supposed
Jews,
to be a,
Jewish religion is not a race.
No, absolutely not. And my question would be, are you supposed to be from the tribe of Judah? Because those of you were called Jews.
Most of them saying that they are, but if you're from the tribe of Judah, how does Jew make you a race?
Exactly.
I don't get that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I understand exactly what you're saying, and it doesn't. But for the people who don't know any better, people will agree with that because they don't understand the dynamics of the 12 tribes of Israel, that we are a nation.
Exactly.
And there are 12 tribes associated with us, and that our ethnicity is Hebrew Israelite, and they don't understand that. When we say Hebrew Israelite, that means that we are Hebrews from Shem, and we are Israelites from Jacob's name being changed to Israel. So that's how we became the children of Israel. So I don't understand, and our ethnicity is Hebrew Israelite. So how can they pick one tribe out of 12 and make that a nationality?
I don't get it. And how do you change the name of that tribe?
Right.
Jew,
well,
there's no tribe that's a Jew. So
no, it doesn't.
It's just crazy.
If you don't know the story and you don't know the book, that'll fly. If you don't know the story, you don't know the book, that'll fly. It'll fly because people are, like Malcolm said yesterday, people are only concerned with what they see. And whatever the news say or social media says or anything, any other outlet that they have out here that's controlled by other people, they don't believe. They won't even investigate to see if it's true or not.
That's true because...
But I don't know why all of that came about. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. The thing is, for Trump to have done that, he doesn't understand it either.
Well, let me say this. The reason why he did do that was because the census is coming out next year, and we are all supposed to put Hebrew Israelite on the census instead of African American. So that's why he did that. Because, again, as I told you all, they are listening to our shows. They are listening to everything we have. They are listening to our Bible classes. They are listening. And that's why they did that. That's why he did that.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, but it is what it is, because the Most High said he was going to allow it, and he allowed it. He said, I'm going to make a people that's a no people. I'm going to let them be you, and I'm going to provoke you to jealousy because you have provoked me to jealousy. So it is what it is. It's provoking. But it shouldn't provoke you to violence.
Never, no.
So, I don't know. Let me see. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air. Do you have a comment about this?
Yeah, I think it's just awful. I don't condone this kind of behavior, and I didn't know that it was someone that claims to be Hebrew Israelite, but this is not the work of anything that our most heavenly Abba would condone. And so, I just hope that everybody recovers and all will be well with them.
All right. Thank you for your comment. I appreciate that. All right. Area code 678, your mic is open. You're on the air. Would you like to comment on the topic at hand?
Yes, I just think they're trying to demean us, and they got to get us off the street some kind of way, and they got to make Israelites look bad. And I think this is supposed to happen, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to be I think in the end it's going to be, you're going to have a lot of courage to even say you're Israelite because of the retribution that could happen to you. So I think this is just the beginning of that. And I just think if that man did that, I think that was just Satan putting it in him to do that, to get it started.
Yeah, that's possible. It looks like they're trying to get something started, but I really don't know. Well, I can't say we won't go through anything else because we are going to go through some things. But he said Jacob would be saved out of it. So, I mean, you know, one thing we know is that the curse is over. It's over. You know, all the fear and stuff is over with. It's gone. We don't have any of that. And all we have to do is call on Yah. That's all. We'll have to do is call on him. And he said he'll hear us. He'll answer. He'll be right there. So we're going to call on him in a situation just like this. And we ask him to protect us and cover us and keep us safe from all of these type of things right here because they're deliberate, you know, and it's unfortunate that that happened and that that man did what he did because that's not the actions of a stable individual.
No, but they, you know, they got to get you off the radio, you and other people. They can't let this get out. You know, they don't want it. They don't want other Israelites to know about this. And then, like our family members, they already, like mine, think I'm into some kind of an occult, some of them, not all of them. But it's easy for them to say things about us and other people agree, you know, bad things about us. So,
well, I mean, I've been on the radio for 8 years. I've been doing this for 8 years. And as long as
they
started
to cut you off. they starting to cut you off, you know, and you have to call back in. Just a nuisance. But they want you
it
off.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, you know, until they won't let me pay for it anymore. That's why I try to keep my conversation as professional as possible. But we steer our conversation to encouraging Israel, you know, and to apologize for the things that some of our brothers and sisters may or may not have done, because that's not who we are. You know, and again, our goal is to gather ourselves so we can go home. You know, my concern doesn't really have anything to do with them. My concern is for our non-Messianic brothers and sisters. You know, that's what I'm concerned about. That's my biggest concern for us as our family as a whole. Because I don't want anyone to feel like they're not welcome. I don't want anyone to feel like that we are teaching in a certain way to steer your decision a certain way. I don't want anyone to feel like that because we all have to gather ourselves to go home. So, you know, all that other stuff that's going on the outside, I try my best not to focus on it. It's good to know. But we still got to focus on us and get us together so we can get out of here. You know, because there's so much hatred. Like I said, when I came into this thing, I connected with a group that was non-Messianic, and I was the only Messianic around. And they were very nice to me. They were very cordial, you know, but they did not hide the fact of what they believed, you know, but they respected what I believed. And, you know, there are some groups out there on both sides that have a lot of hatred toward each other. And that is the craziest thing in the world for a family to hate each other, you know, because of what you believe. You know, so I just... That's my biggest concern, you know, is that we continue to work together to bring some harmony to this thing, you know, because blood is thicker than mud. And no matter what you believe, belief is not what binds us. We share the same blood from the same brothers. Those were 12 brothers, and we share the same blood. And that's how we have to look at it. Whether we like each other or what we believe or not, we still family at the end of the day, no matter what. And, you know,
you know,
we've been so fragmented and broke apart from slavery. Now here's another thing breaking us apart.
Yeah, my family, some of the members in my family, if I try to explain to them about how whites and other nations fit in to the Bible, I'm prejudiced. I hate people, and we, you know, and God loves us all, and we all going to heaven, you know. And they think I'm prejudiced. They really think I'm prejudiced. I hate people. So, I don't know.
Well, you know,
and
what,
they're praying for me.
That's how they've been taught. That's what the Gentile taught us, is that this is one big old happy family, and we all bleed red, and God is a God of love, and He doesn't have any respect of person, and that is what the Bible says. He doesn't have any respect of person, and that we all are one family on the earth, and this is that. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible is clear, and until they start to read it, they don't understand that the Most High sees every group of people as a nation. As a nation. So until they understand that, they won't understand what you're talking about. But they're so used to the pastor telling the story that they don't want to know. And they're telling you what they, you know, and that's that Gentile teaching. What it is. Let me tell the story. I know it better than you, and it's all about love. And it is. It is. But He has a chosen people. And they know that. They know, your family knows that. They know He has a chosen people. They just think it's those people over there. They know that. They know that.
Yes, because it's definitely not black people. From what I'm hearing from them, it can't be us.
Oh, it can't be us. No. Yeah, absolutely. You know. And then my question to them would be, why can't it be us? Why can't it be us? You know, why do you say it can't be us? And see, that goes to show you the brainwashing that they have experienced. It's crucial. The brainwashing is crucial. You know, it was masterfully done. It was.
Well, I think this is all revelation. The prophecies are coming, you know, and this is one of them. If that man did that, and I think Satan put it in him to do that, then Satan has made his move, and now we're going to watch Yah make his. That's what I'm waiting on.
That's all we got to do is call on him. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal their land. So all we got to do is pray. That's the words that come out of our mouth is most important. And I can't stress to you enough that now that the curse is over with, that we have to watch what we say, because those words are going to come to pass more than you'll ever know. If you start paying attention to the things that you say, you'll see that a lot of those things is coming to pass. And we have to watch, because that's the power that Yah has given us, you know, to be able to do that. And everybody can do that, you know, with the tongue. The tongue has the power to speak blessing or cursing. You know, we just have to stay focused and do that. And the thing is that as subtle as this is being done, and as powerful as this is being done, that decisions are going to be made to move us out of the way. And I don't even think it's going to be noticeable. It will be noticeable to our family members, but they won't make the choice if their eyes are not open to come at the time when we leave. And that's going to be a problem, because it's going to be a setup for something else.
You know, Jews will sacrifice their own for the better of the good, for the better of the majority. So, you know, I keep that in mind, too, and I hope this man doesn't have anything to do with Israelites, you know, as far as how we teach and what we believe, but they're going to try to make it that way, even if he doesn't. So,
well, they're not going. It won't prosper. Weapons will form, but they will not. All you got to do is call on Yah. That's it. That's all you got to do. I pray in the morning before I leave, you know, and I pray for everybody that's in the nation of Yehuda. I pray for the Israelites around the world. I pray for us before we leave, and I'm sure other people do the same thing, because we have to begin to pray, because that changes things. It does. And all we do is he covers us. Those angels is up there in the chariot. You know, they right there. They ain't going nowhere, and they know it. So it's a big bluff game. Okay, this is what we're going to do next. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, let's try this and see if this works. Oh, okay, so that didn't work. All right, we're going to try this right now and see if this will get them fried. Wait a minute, they ain't getting frazzled. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody doing nothing. It ain't working. You know, and they just keep on trying, and we just keep on playing. That's how it works. Keep on praying and asking y'all to protect and cover you. Let your angels be encamped around you. And, you know, let his blood cover. Be all right. You're going to be okay. We didn't go all the way to Washington, D.C. for nothing. You're going to be okay. You know, we had some things we had to do that we did. And not just us. It wasn't just us. It's the whole thing that the curse is over, period. No, we did our 400 years. We served our sentence. And now we're waiting to be released, like most prisoners are once they've served their sentence. We paid our dues to society, and now it's time for us to go. But the problem is this. There has never been two people, two different groups of people, professing to be the same thing. So people are starting to look at the information, and they're starting to weigh the information, and they're starting to say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. How can you have a nationality as a Jew when the Jews, when the children of Israel are 12 tribes? And the nation of the tribe of Yehuda is one of the brothers. So how can you take one brother out of 12 tribes and make a nationality? Doesn't make sense. That goes against everything the Bible says. Because there's 12 brothers. And all of those 12 brothers and their descendants make up one nation. So, I mean, you know, it's just, it's like they say that the Queen of England sits on the throne of King David, but she's from the tribe of Ephraim. That would never happen. That goes totally against what Yah has put in place for his people. But if you don't know any better, you go for that. You say, okay, that makes sense. But it doesn't. It's not how it operates, you know. And where do we find the operation and the protocols and the procedures? In the Bible. And most people don't read it. They don't read the Bible. They go to church and let the pastor tell them what it is. They don't even know the God that they supposedly serve, which is not who they serve in. They don't even know him. Yeah? They don't know who he is or what how he operates and what he does. They have no idea. They just going through the motions. So one day he'll wake them up just like he woke you up, and everything will be okay. He'll wake them up. It's like, wait, no, that's not. Let me introduce myself. And that's what I tell people when they say, what changed you? I said, I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I met him. Changed my whole life around. So, I mean, you know, and then that goes on into other conversations if they want. But I met him. And when I met him, I understood differently. Because the people who were trying to teach me about him, he doesn't even know them. They don't even understand him. Even though he has allowed them to be on top right now, their version of him in the story is flawed. So, I mean, you know, he had to personally introduce himself to me for me to know who he was and for me to understand what he does. No. It's just simple. And those people in your family and my family and all the other families, they're still stuck on the version they were given because they don't know. They don't. And they'll fight you. Yes, I do. I pray three times a day and speak in tongues, and I'm sanctified. And it's like, okay, don't argue. It's okay. But they're watching you. You best believe. They watch you. Do one thing wrong. Eat some pork. Put a pork chop in your mouth and see how many people call it. It'll be like, they'll be preaching your funeral. They'll be calling all over the family. You know she ate some pork. No, she did. Yes, she did eat a pork chop. It'll be all over the place. Because they watch. You don't say nothing, but they watch it.
But the negativity about it, it makes me like, I don't even want to discuss it with them. Sometimes I don't even want to talk about it. I used to just bring it up whenever I was around family or friends. Now I don't even bring it up. They know how I believe. And what I say, I'm an Israelite, they know what that means. So if they ask me a question, I will answer it. But as far as going to them and, like, did you know you're an Israelite? I don't do that. And I don't know if that's right or wrong. Because
no, that's right. I don't either.
They
want
to hear what I have to say, but they don't. They don't want to accept it.
I don't bring it up either. I just live it in front of them. I don't bring it up. And my mom told me the other day, you know, for the first of the year, I'm going to really buckle down and start keeping the Sabbath. I said, that's good. That's good. That's good. Baby steps. You know, whatever it takes. That's good. I wish you would, but I didn't force the issue. I mean, you know, you do what I don't. You got, you know, I've told you and showed you in the scripture, so you know, and you, it's up to you what you do with that. That's on you, you know, and all that. And she said, "Well, Merry Christmas." I said, "Now you know, I don't celebrate Christmas." Well, I do celebrate his birth. I said he wasn't born at Christmas. Well, I feel however you want to do it is fine. I leave alone. I'm not engaging in no struggles, no conversation or struggle. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I just let people do what, that's how my uncle did me. He didn't force nothing. He just kept praying. And one day the Most High opened up my eyes and he said, "Oh, so your eyes is being opened." And it was like, wow. You know, but even then, he still didn't push. I went on my own quest to find it out for myself. So, I mean, everybody has to do it on their own terms. But the Most High knows he loves everybody, our family, and he will definitely make sure that they know. The whole world will know. Not just our family, the whole world will know. And that's the fear. Believe you me when I tell you that's the fear of the other people, of the other nation. Because they know. They know. Now, you might have some lay people that don't know, but they know. And I think it's the best kept secret that they don't say nothing, but they know.
I know they do, because it hasn't been made clear how these the Jews are the people of the Bible. It's just like they just said, we're the people of the Bible, and so that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't come up with anything to prove that they are. But we're supposed to accept what they say. And see, and this opens up other nations' eyes to these talk shows. And they may not even agree that we're Israelites, but they are going to come to know that these people aren't.
Yeah, they're doing that now. They're doing that right now.
And that's
now.
What they don't want to get out.
Too late.
They don't. And it's not just Israelites. They don't want to wake up. It's all nations.
But again, too late. Because you're not gonna stop Yah. Nobody can stop. This is Yah's doing. This is not us. This is his doing. But guess what? We know they have to stay in the position that they're in. We know they have to stay in Jerusalem and do what they do. And we know that they have a certain time limit to be able to do that. And this is all by the authority of Yah. You know, and it didn't really dawn on me until recently. As much as I know, it really didn't dawn on me until recently that when the scripture says that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, he does. He made Nebuchadnezzar king over the world. He did it. So he rules in the kingdom of men. And he's allowing all of this to happen. So when we know that and you know the story, you just move politely out the way and let him do what he does. We all have a part to play. We have to play our part. We do. And let him do it. Because he's the master puzzle maker. He knows how to play. He knows how to play you. You hear me? When he play you, you play. I mean, I always say when the players get played, you know, when you sit back and be like, man, I didn't even see that coming. Where did all this happen? And he just peeled a veil off of the whole story and say, there's a story in a story. I want to show it to you. And he just pulled it back and you'd be like, man. This was there the whole time, hiding in plain sight, and I didn't even see it. And that's what a lot of pastors do because they can't accept it because they said, and I've heard a lot of people say their pastors or their family members' pastors would say, that can't be true because he would have told me. That can't be right. He would have told me. And they can't accept it. They're in denial. This can't be the truth because he would have told me. And we all felt like that, believe me. I just knew I was saved and sanctified. You couldn't tell me I wasn't saved and sanctified and filled up with the tongue, talk, and Holy Ghost. You couldn't have told me I didn't measure up. But, man, when I saw this, I'm like, wow. Woo. So, you know, it's very, nobody wants to, it's like it disrupts everything you know. But most people don't want change. They like, nah, I don't want all that. I'll just go to church and sing, you know, Jesus is real and speak in tongues and pay my tithes and come home. That's good enough for me. I don't want to do all that other stuff because I don't want to change the way I eat. I don't want to do this. I don't want to keep the high holy days. I don't want to do Passover. I want to do Easter. I still want to do Christmas. I don't want to stop all that. There's too much of a shock to them, you know. That's what it does. It takes us there. That's what it does. But you know, you got to go. But you can't go from knowing to not knowing. You can't change it. Once you know, you know. How can you go from knowing to not knowing? You're there. So that's the part. It's very difficult because it challenges everything. And then once you get over the shock of the story, then you have to accept your identity. And then once you accept your identity, then you have to accept why you're here. And once you accept why you're here, then you have to accept the changes that he's getting ready to make in your life. So you're constantly evolving, constantly. You're constantly evolving. It doesn't stop. It's some stuff we talked about in the advanced class. That all of us came to the term, I don't even think I want to know that. Everybody said it at the same time, like, I don't think I want to know that. Because it's too much. It's like, I don't know about all that. I'm like, look, I'm having enough time processing all of this. I don't think I want to go down that dead trail right there because, wow. You know, but we got to go. If that's where he wants us to go, we're going. I can't imagine what Solomon felt like. To have all the wisdom that he had. I can't imagine. To know all those things. So why did a man then go mad? I'm serious. Like, woo, this is a lot. I mean, it is a lot. You're like, wow. Woo. But we endure. The mind is something, I'm telling you. This brain out of mud, this little computer made out of mud is something else. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. We really are. Really, really are. Anybody else have a comment? Feel free to push one. You know, we really are. No, but we have to step into position as the people. That's something that's a prerequisite. We have to step into position as the people. Even though it may bring some trials and tribulations, we still got to step up. And I remember I told Prince Alfiel a long time ago, I said, you know, the one thing about Yah is when he'll use you, everybody that want to be used, he will use you. I said, but you're going to go through some death-defying stuff before you get to the smooth sailing. You're going to go through some death-defying stuff. And it's the truth. You know, it's like everybody stepping up dressed up like Moses and want to step in a position and be Moses. And I'll be looking at them like, do you really know what you're asking for? Just shoot. Hold on. Area code 7478. Your mic's open. You're on the air.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
Yeah, I was just listening to everybody, and this is the way I see it. You know, I feel that nobody needs to be killed and all that, but I also remember that he wrote the end from the beginning.
Yes,
and
he
that
did.
And nothing goes forth without his approval. Nothing.
Yes.
That's the part that I understand. Nothing goes forth without his approval. And all this stuff that's happening is because that he has already deemed it. Now, to why it's happening. We don't know because that's not for us to know. But it already has been ordained for that stuff to happen. You know,
yeah.
I feel sorry for these people. I do. But at the same point in time, all this is because it's the will of the Father. And all I can do and all that we could do is, like you said, keep praying, stay fast, and do what we're supposed to do. And we'll be okay. I used to get real emotional and get all into stuff. Man, they shouldn't have done that. I started doing that. But as I grow in this walk, I learn to be patient and quiet, non-judgmental, one way or the other, and allow his will to be done and get out of the way. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm getting out of the way. Because for some reason, I just feel that this is just, I just feel that this is something that's going to be a part of what it is to come for whatever reason. Because I can tell you one thing that I do see, with somebody's going to come up, watch, and say, why is all this animosity between blacks and Jews? Somebody's going to say that at some point. Why are black people doing it? And then all the stuff about them on the slave ships going to come out, how they was the ones that were piloting most of the slave ships. Then all this other stuff will come out. I look at from that stand, that aspect, because people gonna want to know where's this animosity, where's this hatred coming from? Who are the black Hebrew Israelites? What are they? You know, and it's gonna be some stuff we all have to go through, but I just know it's His will being done.
I agree. I mean, I do. I mean, you can't just write. You everything happening is His will. You know, that's true, because he rules in the kingdom of men. And whether it is trickery on their part or whether it is actors on our part or whatever it is, the Most High put it in their heart to do it. I agree with you 100%. To achieve the outcome that he wants.
Exactly.
That's his outcome. It's just like when the high priest decided that Yehoshaphat shouldn't live because he threatened their way of life. But little did they know that their job, once they killed him, that their job was being downsized. You know what I'm saying? He became the high priest. So whatever you was doing to try to make it benefit you, it initially played into his plan. That's why I said earlier, when the players get played, because you don't even know that you ain't even thinking of that on your own. He's allowing you to think that so his agenda can be done. The master puzzle maker. I'm telling you. He's going to drop that thought down in your mind, and you're going to act it out, and he's going to get the desired outcome that he wanted in the first place. And yeah, you think you thought it up yourself. Wow. You know? And then, like you said, when it turned out for our good, because he said Jacob going to be saved out of it, when it turned out for our good, everybody going to be standing around scratching their head like, when did that happen? How did that happen? Because that's not the outcome they wanted.
That's true.
You know? Powerful. And you know, he the only one that can do something like that and put it together that way. And like I said, he already wrote it. He ain't writing it as he go along. It's already been written. You know, this ain't made up as you go along. He wrote the end from the beginning. And you just look at it like, right on, because you know you the boss. I mean, he the boss, for real. Like, whoa. He is.
Joking.
Woo. You the boss. I look up sometimes to heaven and say, you know you the boss. You know, can't nobody do it like this. I you know, it ain't a mystery novel or a thriller or none of that stuff. Suspense or nobody can come up with nothing. It's the way you done wrote this here, this story right here. This is the, my goodness. You just look like, wow. You know, it's interesting. I'm telling you, I don't know. I think it's just amazing. And he just amazes me. But you know what's more amazing is that he chose us to be his people. All these little raggedy Negroes that's running around here with nappy hair and a bad attitude, he chose us to be his people. The people don't nobody want to bother with, don't nobody want to touch. You know, they touch you, they wipe their hands off on their clothes, you know, and it's like,
I was going to say, I'm sitting in my car outside of this apartment complex, and I got, like, little 14-year-olds, about five of them, standing right in front of me just smoking their weed. And I'm in my 50s now. They don't cover it up or try to hide anything. They're just doing it right there.
Well, it's legal. It's legal here now. They on TV, they got infomercials now where you can buy into it. Buy into the stock of marijuana. You know, like, see. So, I mean, you know, no, they ain't hiding no more. Most people smoking. It's a lot of people smoking in these high offices and stuff. And some of these lawyers and doctors and stuff, they hooked on cocaine and stuff. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
But just, I just have no respect for anyone. I remember when we used to cut up, when I was little, we tried to hide from adults. But they don't do that anymore.
No.
No.
And
they look at me like, what you going to do?
Because they mamas and them smoking, too. So you better not say nothing. You know? Hey, pray for them. That's all. You know, because we was young, too, once. We was.
Yeah.
We was young, once.
Yeah. I pray for
them. Why I say when you have the compassion and understanding and say, you know, that was me one day. That was me once. You know, you just look at life differently. You know, I've grown up, I guess. You know, I've grown up, and it feels good. It does. It feels good. I don't have to be mad. And I ain't mad at nobody. I am not. I'm not mad at nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I wish everybody said, "I do." You need it. Good. I'm glad. You know, cause you got to get past that phase. Cause you do. You do start out mad. You do. You start out mad. I did. How dare you? Who do you think you are? But then when the Most High showed me, you did this to yourself.
It makes me feel these people are doing whatever they want to do, and how are they going to get the message? How they won't believe. And it just, I don't know. It's like this is a, I don't know how they're
going to get the
message. Yeah, I'm with a lot of Israelites right now in this apartment complex. And they just do what they want to do. With one lady came up to me, and I do smoke. I smoke cigarettes. And she seen me smoking a cigarette, and she wanted one. And she was cussing when she took it because she was so happy to get it. And she gave me $1 for it. And she said, well, while she was cussing, she said, and God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
But did you
and
always know?
I just
know
don't understand how understanding is going to come. Did what now?
Did you always understand that you were Israel?
I felt, yeah, I really did. Even when I was growing up, I felt that we were the people of the Bible. I didn't know how, but I knew that they weren't Caucasian. And I always
okay,
felt
then
that
when y'all opened up your eyes, you got a better understanding?
I got a lot better understanding.
Okay. Well, guess what? He going to do the same thing for them. He going to do the same thing for them. Yeah. And they going to get it under. My son is waking up. My youngest son. Oh, my goodness. I get all kind of phone calls all hours of the night. I'm like, look, boy, I'm not going to give you no private Bible class over the phone. You need to call into the class and just to hear the excitement in his voice, you know. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is a 360 from where he was before. So Yah's doing it. He is doing it. Prayer changes things. And we just have to let him do it because you can't do it. Nobody can do it but him. He got his own way and his own means. And when he does it, it sticks. It's
it. Yeah, you're right. Because it seems impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
It's like overwhelming. I know.
Nothing is impossible. He do it. That's why I said he's the master puzzle maker. He is the boss. It ain't even overwhelming for him. Because he has control over the thought. All he got to do is put the thought in your mind. Boom. You're an Israelite. And you'll just start researching and studying and don't know why. see, my son told me I can't put the Bible down. I can't explain it, but I just can't get enough. And I just smile and I don't say nothing else. I don't push the issue. I let him grow on his own pace. But just to hear that, you know, it's like, wow. He was like, he told me last night, I don't care how I get in. If I got to slide in by the skin of my teeth, I just want to make it. And I'm like, wow, for real. You know, I never pushed it. I never said anything. I just prayed. I just prayed. Prayer changes.
And I will like it. I would like prayer for my smoking. I really haven't tried to quit, but I do want to.
Okay, so watch this. Y'all help her. Help her to stop smoking, y'all. She needs help with the cigarettes. Help her to put. Get simple as that. You know what? Because I used to be a smoker, and you know what amazes me is when people get the diagnosis that they have cancer, they stop immediately and never pick another one up. They do. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen so many times. Just a scare. You have cancer of whatever, the lung, what they put it, I'm through. I ain't smoking no more. Don't even pick up another one. You can do it. You can do it. However you need to do it, do it. If you want to do it. It's just like dieting and losing weight. When you get ready, you can do it. And I'm talking about me. So, you know, we all got our own struggles and stuff, but you can do it. You can do it. When, however you need to do it, when you're ready, you'll do it.
No. Yes.
You will. You'll do it. All right. Anybody else want to push one, please feel free to do that. You know, we just kind of having an open conversation, an open topic, you know, on the things, because we don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the other people of the other nations. You know, we don't want to feed into that frenzy. You know. Of course, we're saddened and sorry, and we hope everybody's well. But our motto is over here, we keep it moving. We got to keep it moving. And that's not insensitive and cruel. You know, we will be praying, but at the same time, we got to do what he tells us to do. And let's gather ourselves. The old nation, our desire, let's keep it moving. So we got work to do. I did find the newsletter for Sister Yasantia. I emailed it to her today. I did come across that, Malcolm. It was in 2012. That's how far back it was. But I did find it. We got that under wraps. Everything is going. Looking forward to next week. If it's y'all's will and I be here, I'll be off for 4 days, and I'm going to enjoy that rest. If you guys need to contact me, we're going to have some meetings that week. And again, if anybody wants to help us to build this thing, please feel free to do that on whatever capacity you feel like you can do it on. You might say, well, I don't know what I want to do. Just let us know you want to do something, because we definitely need help, and we can plug you in somewhere where we do it. Everybody works. It's a volunteer situation, you know, and we just need all the help we can get, you know, but we need people that's going to help. A lot of people have come and said, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, and they didn't stay. Or they didn't stick to it. So now we have people that are doing it, and it's coming together, and I'm really excited about it. So we're going to do that. So I am so happy about that. We're going to make this work and do what we have to do. And have everybody come together. Don't forget the men's call on Tuesday night. You know, I know that Tuesday night is New Year's Eve, and a lot of people are doing whatever they're doing. You know, some people are going to parties. Some people are going to church. Some people just aren't doing anything. But, you know, if you want to call in and you have a son or something that's just sitting around and he just needed somebody to talk to, you know, this is the time to have that opportunity to be able to talk. The phone number for that is 720-820-1215. 720-820-1215. And that's on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. 30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Brother Yerushalayim and them are doing a beautiful job. They're building it. It's something we have to build. And we're going to really start pushing it, you know, after the first of the year and putting some commercials and stuff out there so that the men know that it's out there. Women's class will start probably the end of January, the first Tuesday in February. I'm thinking we're going to start that, get that going. And then we working. I mean, this is what we do. I do have a seamstress. We were looking for a seamstress. I do have a seamstress in Cincinnati that is willing to do some things for us. And if you all are seamstress, we need seamstress. Anyone who knows how to sew on this line or knows someone who's an excellent seamstress, we need them. So we can start putting together outfits and clothing to things and change the way that we dress. Especially when we go on special occasions. I just want to maybe put that out there. That's something that we really do need. I mean, you know, it's so much work that has to be done. ZZ, I hope everybody is really engaged in making your own ZZ. You know, the tassels and stuff like that. Hobby Lobby, I showed you guys, we'll do that again next week. I showed you guys where you can go get it at the spools that you need to make them, you know, and I gave you an example on how they're made. And you know, it's really as easy as it's easy. We're doing all that and putting that together. We will have a holistic corner in our newsletter that Malcolm's putting together with recipes and how to eat clean and all kinds of things that she has out there that we're getting ready to start putting together. I have a young lady that has agreed to do some cooking shows for me on YouTube. So for some of you older people, like Brother Adonia and stuff, who instead of trying to get somebody to come in there and cook for him, she's going to go through step by step, step one, step two, step three, step four. Boom, the meal is done. And sometimes we just got to learn how to cook because we got to live, we don't have to eat healthy in order to be healthy before we leave. You know? So we're going to walk it through step by step, one thing at a time, you know. We're not going to rush it. We're going to walk it through step by step. And that's a way you can engage your family, you know. And then, you know, cook a meal and invite them over. You know, say, hey, I'm going to have dinner. Come over and eat dinner with you. And then after they finish eating, don't tell them after they finish. Say, everything that you ate was clean. Clean? What that mean? What's clean? That means that you ate according to the dietary law, and it was good, wasn't it? No? We're going to have to do it that way. Gotta make it work. Gotta make it work. It's a beautiful thing. It's a culture. We're developing our own culture. That's what we're doing. Developing our own culture, you know, and it's going to be beautiful because we looked beautiful when we went to Washington, D.C. Everybody did, and everybody didn't have on the same thing. We was just uniform. Everybody looked really good. We really did. All praise to Yah. You know, I just want to keep that up because that means something. People need to see that. They need to say that. Well, I want to be a part of that group. We're meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in September of 2020. The registration for that is going to go up in January or February so that you can start registering. Save your money. Because just like we've met in Washington, D.C., we're going to meet in Pittsburgh. Save your money so we can go do some things and introduce ourselves. Because you know how you combat all this negative publicity and news and stuff is go to the places. Let the people meet you and intermingle with the people. Pass out different things. You know, we can pass out clean and unclean lists. We can pass that out to the people that's there. Everybody needs to learn how to eat clean. You know, we can pass out pamphlets about sugar and the danger of sugar. We can do all kinds of stuff and set up something out there to let people know that how to get healthy. Because everybody wants to know that. We got to learn how to engage with the community so that we're not sitting back letting them tell everybody else what kind of people we are. Very important. Because they think we have nuts. Oh, them black people don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy. Now they the Israelites. First they was this, now they the Israelites. They make it seem like we nuts. and we're not. You know, don't forget to keep praying for Sister Afion's mom and Sister Lavia's mom. I think Lavia's mom has surgery tomorrow. We want to keep her and her family up in prayer. We're going to continue to pray for them, you know, that all goes well, that Yah covers and protects her while she's in surgery and guides the hand of the surgeon, you know, and make sure that everything is done safely and decent and in order. You know, these are the things that we ask Yah for, to please protect her while she goes under the knife. You know, so all of those things, don't forget to pray for her in the morning. Pray for her tonight before you go to bed. Pray, 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 pray. You know? Because we at their mercy when we have to have those things done. And the most I have to be there. You know, and I wish we could be healthy. Well, we didn't never have to do that, but that's not reality. We are in a captivity. We're living in a land that's not ours. We don't control the growth of our own food, how our animals are being slaughtered. We just don't. We go pick it up, pack up at the grocery store, bring it home and cook it. And some of us bless it and some of us don't. This is just where we are, you know, and how this is doing. So we have to do certain things. And sometimes it catch up with you. The body just be like, I'm done. I did the best I could. I've held you this long, but somebody got to help me. Got to do it. You know, brothers, are you Rashlam? I don't want to be the one to do this since we have you on here and you've spoken. What about the men in the circumcision? You know, because there's a lot of men on here that may not be circumcised, you know, from a man's point of view and from the scriptures. What does the scripture say about circumcision?
This, the circumcision, that's a sign of our covenant with the Most High through Abraham. And we're supposed to be circumcised. If there are men on here that aren't circumcised, I will say this. It is not, because there are a lot of males that are not circumcised in our nation right now. Most of us don't think to do it. I did it at a very late age in life, and it wasn't as bad as what I thought. But it's something that we have to do. Much rather get it done now. I'm not trying to sound scary, but much rather get it done now than in the wilderness with two rocks.
Mm-hmm.
One way to get it done. But it's not as bad as what people think. Did it hurt afterwards? Yes, it did. But not that bad to where I was out of work forever and the day. But I did it because of when I came into knowing who I was, knowing that it needed and had to be done, just buckled down and did it. I think all of us, that's part of our culture as well. That's a sign of who we are, you know, and that's why I think that, you know, most of it, we should try to get it. We should try to get it done.
Hallelujah. Amen to that. So it's a lot of men out there that have never had it done. They have never done it. You know, and they say, well, Yaina, you shouldn't be talking about this. This is a man's thing. Well, guess what? The mothers have to be the ones to do that to the sons. Because most of the time, the fathers are not there. So the mothers make the decision. The doctor asks the mother. Do
a lot
you
of
want
mothers
your son circumcised? Go
because
ahead.
There's a lot of mothers. There's a lot of mothers don't think about it right now. They know it never happens. And the older the child gets, you know, the more painful it is. So you don't think about it when a child's 7, 8 years of age. You won't even think about doing that. So, you know, fortunately, I was there when my son was born. And that's when they asked that question, I was like, yes, he needs to have it done. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have a baby and you don't have your own insurance, the government doesn't even offer that anymore, circumcision.
I don't know. I'm going to have to check into that. I don't know. I don't really know about that. Let me find out.
I have a couple of grandsons, and they weren't circumcised, and I asked why. I asked the mother why, and she said that they'd have to pay for it now. They're not doing that anymore. That was here in Georgia.
Well, guess what? They have to be circumcised. So whatever it costs, they need to try to put that together because that's a covenant they have to be circumcised. And if any teacher out there that says that it's not necessary, leave them immediately, because you have to be circumcised. He said that's a covenant between him and the males forever.
Do you think that it will be done like when we go to the wilderness? Do you think it doesn't say anything about that, does it?
No, but I don't know. I mean, if you can get it done now and find out what the cost is, because it may not cost that much. It may not be as expensive as everybody thinks. Because it's really quick. I've seen them do my son. It was real quick. He was little, but it took him exactly 5 minutes. It was over. So find out what the cost is for the circumcision. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we may even have some midwives or somebody, but you know what? I checked into that here in Ohio, and I asked one of the midwives or the nurse practitioner. You know, she said, we used to could do it. She said she was from the other nation, too. She said they used to allow us to do it. She said, and then the doctors took it back. She said, not that we can't do it, but it was purely monetary that they took it back because they wanted to make that money. So they gave it back into the hands of the doctors. But there are some people in Israel that can do the circumcision. Now, I don't know. Me personally, I would prefer a doctor to do it. But there are some women, Brother Donny, I know, that are older women that have done it for years and know how to do it, you know, and have it done. But I would find out how much it costs, because that's mandatory. You have to be circumcised if you're a male. Now, the females do not get circumcised, but that's between y'all and the men.
Sister, I wanted to ask you a question. You said that's mandatory. I don't know. Do we have to be baptized, too? Have you ever seen
Well, I have not, and I will talk about that at some point. But the baptism is a part of that new covenant that we're supposed to have. And I think that you should be if you are a part of that, you know. But I will get into that at some later time, you know, because we wanted to set something up for people who wanted to be baptized that they could be if they wanted to be. And we're trying to work that out, because it's very difficult when we're virtual, you know, and then it's a question of where you're going to do it at and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we're working on that as well. But, Brother Yerushalayim, if you want me to, I found it today. I have a teaching on the circumcision that I can send to you.
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, I'll send it to you because it covers all the scriptures that deal with the circumcision and all of that kind of stuff, so that you can have it and be able to do that.
Because,
you know, I don't mind telling the young mothers, but when it comes to the men, I think that that's something, since it's something that you all are, it's between you and Yah, that I think they can take it better coming from you. You know, especially older people.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, older people. So, I mean, you know, it's just a lot. This really is a lot. You know, it's not really that difficult. We just haven't been living our culture. And because we haven't lived it, a lot of things we have to go back and backtrack and redo. We do. You know? Just like we're not supposed to wear clothes just mingled with fabric, Well, that's why we're trying to get a seamstress, because I want to be able to have clothes made so that I can wear what I want to wear and it's of one fabric, because we're not supposed to wear clothes that's got mingled fabric. We're not stretchy material. He said we're supposed to wear one fabric and it's not to be blended. We're not.
That's
but we because of where we live and what we do, this is where we at. And most clothes, especially for big girls, you got some stretch in it somewhere. And it's like, no, I want my clothes to fit. I want them to look nice, and I want them to be of one fabric. You know? So it's a lot that we have to do, you know, even with hair wraps, with the ladies with the hair wraps. The best place for you to find a hair wrap is on Amazon. Now, you're going to pay about $7 for it, but they have beautiful colors, all different colors, all shapes and sizes that you can actually buy, and they will ship it to you. beautiful, made out of beautiful fabric. You know, we can find, we don't have to go to the store. They have all that stuff on Amazon. Beautiful stuff. That way we're not waiting till the last minute. Well, y'all ain't know where we get this at, and where do we get this at, and how we going to get, we'll be there. It's going to get done. You know, as long as we start doing this now, we don't wait till the last minute. Beautiful hair wrap. You know? I just wanted, you know, this is where we are now. Everybody, well, what are we doing now? We're building our culture. We're building our culture. Exactly what we're doing. We're building our culture. We're making it, we're making ourselves look like Israelites are supposed to look. And it's fun. It's going to get real fun. You know, it really is. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's fun to me. Because, you know, when I first came on the scene, we were talking about all of this stuff. We were talking about clothing. We were talking about making jewelry. I mean, we was talking about it all. And they kind of shot me down, like, ain't nobody into all that. And I was like, wow, really? We ain't doing all that. And it really kind of threw me for a loop, because I was like, wow, really? And everybody, ain't nobody trying to do all that. And I realized we were under a curse. Well, now there's nothing holding us back now. There's nothing. Nothing at all holding us back but us. And that sluggish mentality, we got to get excited about this thing. We ought to be so excited about this thing that it don't matter what no other nation say about us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because we got a lot to do. We have designed nose rings with diamonds and yellow diamonds and little specks of emeralds in there. Little bitty specks of emeralds is expensive. It was a speck, but it was expensive, I'm telling you. But it was fun because we were designing our own thing. We had jewelers that was ready to design this stuff for us and made out of platinum. Beautiful things, beautiful jewelry and stuff. Why not? We royalty. If we want it, we spend our money on everything else.
Yes, we do.
Don't we?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I don't know about you, but when we was out there, we used to be shop out there. We had the best of everything on. And now we get over here and everybody gets to be like, rah, rah. And it's like, no. You don't change it. No. Let's get this together. If we royalty, let's look like royalty within the budget that we can afford. That's my motto, you know. You know, when they go to work, it's just something different about them people. You know what? And they be asking, where you from? I'm an Israelite. From the tribe of Yehuda. You know, for real. You know, so just, we got to do it. We got to put our ZZs on every day on the four corners of our clothes to remember the law with a string of blue in it. To remember the law. We're going to have classes on that to show everybody how to make those as well. So nobody can say, well, I don't know how to make. Yes, you do. It's as easy as it could be. It's a loop, and you can either tie it or not, or you can plait it all the way down. It's something simple, and you just pin it on your clothes, and you go on and go off to work. We got to start letting people know who we are. And instead of them telling them, we walk around with machetes in our hands, cutting up old people, we don't do that. Or on the street corner looking crazy. No. You know, but I did see ISUCK, General Yohanna, doing an interview about the shooting in New Jersey. I did see that. And he was being interviewed by a newscaster and a newsman or a reporter, And he was telling them that we do not promote violence. I did see him do that. So, you know, it was a good thing that, you know, somebody stepped up, because I think they were trying to say that the first two people were from his camp.
Right.
And he said, absolutely not. He said, no, we don't do that. We don't promote violence. We promote Israel. We promote family. We promote marriage. We promote staying together. We promote positive things in Israel. So Yah is using who he's using. And we're getting it done. I mean, look at everything that's going on. It's exciting to see us stepping up to the plate. You know what I'm saying? Not scared to be on TV, not scared to speak up to these people. You know, and doing it's exciting. We don't have to be scared. All we got to do is just do it. God said, if you take the first step, I'll be with you the rest. I'm with you anyway. I'm with you. Just take the first step. Don't be scared. I rule in the kingdom of men. You know, and we got a lot of work to do, but it's going to be fun. It shouldn't be difficult. It should be fun. You know, we should be looking for, your brother should be designing outfits that you want to have, and when us sisters are designing some stuff we want to have and looking for fabrics and having this stuff made and all kinds of stuff, it ought to be something going on all the time. I tell you what, I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. We need a jeweler. Most of the time it's them. You know, we got to go to Esau, but they usually are the jewelers. You know, we got to go to the jewelers. We want some rings made and some nose rings made and some bracelets made, some things made. You know, we got a lot of work to do. We're going to be able to, and it ain't that costly because we buy it anyway. We buy that stuff anyway. I just want us to get excited about building our culture. We was excited about the 2019 Day of Repentance, and everybody was excited, and we was all there. Let's have that same excitement about building our culture and stepping up to the plate. Y'all been listening to me talk for years and years and years. Some of y'all been on here for years. Step up. We need your help. Email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com so we can start getting this thing done. We need help. You know, we can flood the internet with stuff. We can flood it with activities and things that we're doing for the community. We can even go to our own communities and do things. We don't need to read. There's much work to be done. Much work to be done. We're going to make up some flyers and pass the flyers out for the men's call. Much work to be done. Business cards. We can leave them in the barbershops. We got much work to do. Much work to do. Build our nation. Hold on. Area code 513, your numbers, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, sis. I'm so excited about the fact that you're bringing this, you know, to the forefront, because it's so, for so long, everyone's been asking, what do we need to do?
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the fact that we're getting ready to actually step to the line.
Yeah. We doing it. We working with a little bitty crew, but we getting it done. You know, the men's call is active every week. It's going on right now. You know how long we've been trying to get that going on? It's actually happening.
Yep. I'm excited about Yehuda. I'm excited.
Yeah, time. We can't keep on. We ain't sitting back no more. So, like I said, we send our condolences, and we keep it moving. We got stuff to do. You know, like I said, I got a couple seamstresses here. All we got to do is come up with these designs and let them know what we want, and we can start finding stuff that we want. Pick out outfits for the men. We women going to pick out our stuff and have this stuff made. Some of you are so already for yourself. You know, let's start doing this. This is what we need to do. You know, and make it work. You know, so we got to get ready for this. Passover is coming up soon. You know, we ain't getting ready going to January 1st. Passover's usually in March. You know, sometimes it's in April, but usually in March. We got to start counting up the days for our high holy day. We're going to put somebody in charge of that so that we don't miss one. Somebody going to be in charge of the high holy days, and that's their main job is to get them high holy days and those new moon days together and let us know when they are so we don't miss them. We need, because we can't think of everything. So we need help. We do. We need help. We need somebody to keep the calendar so that we know what's going on, what's coming. We need somebody to look online and one of those calendar programs where we can create a calendar and email it to everybody. We need a lot of stuff that we need to get to. Let's make it work. It's there. The harvest is plentiful. We just got to get some more labor. They few. You know, and I know people want to help. They're like, well, I don't know what I can do. Just step up. We got somewhere for you to be. All you got to do is just step up. Email us at theyehudaproject, project@gmail.com. Email us there and let us know. I want to help. Just pick me somewhere. What you want me to do? We got to. Okay, the curse over. It's over. The curse is over.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. I mean, the curse is over. It's time to start turning toward home. It's time.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Praise.
And something has got to set us apart. Something has got to set us apart. It's time to, you know.
Yeah,
I was talking about it. Now it's time to be about it.
Yeah, hallelujah. That's what I say. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Yes, it is. And so, like you said, it's time to be about it. Let's stop talking about it. You know, let's get it together. It's fun. I'm going to have some fun with this. You know, because we're supposed to be a peculiar people. They supposed to look at us and say, it's something different about them people.
They already looking at us saying there's something different about us. It's just, you know, we need to go ahead and put the stamp on it.
That's true.
You know, he done
that's
already
true.
Told us that we his.
Yeah,
he proved it, you know, in our everyday life.
That's true. That is,
you know,
so true.
We ought to be, everybody ought to be stepping up. I want to be a representative. I want to, for everything that he's done for you, yeah, it's time to prove something. Because he done laid it on the line more time than once. All the things that I've done for you. Come on, man.
Yeah.
We need to be doing something. Okay? To be talking about it. And, you know, it's time, y'all. It's just time. I'm with you, sis.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. Like I said, we're going to get it done. We're going to get her done. We just got to have faith. Trust God. And everybody that's working, we appreciate you stepping up. Everybody who has stepped up, we appreciate you stepping up. We got the security personnel, you know, in charge of security and transportation. We got, that's Brother Jeremiah. We got Brother Uriah who stepped up. He's leading off the School of Knowledge. He's going to take that from, that's going to be transferred from Sister Tania to him, and he's leading off on that. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, really. You know, we got all kind of people that have just come to the forefront, you know, that's really helping. That's starting to help. Beautiful. You know, we just got to keep doing what we do and make it work. And don't let nobody stop us, because that's what people want to do. So I just want to say that to you and to say thank you to everybody who has been listening, who has been on here, that has encouraged me, that has listened to us, that has prayed for everybody, continue to pray for me. I need all the prayers I can get. I continue to pray for you. And let's build this thing so we can go home. You know, because the Most High is waiting on us. He already gave us the resources. Resources are there. You know, and we have what we need because we spend it everywhere else. Anybody want to say something before we get ready to leave? Brother, you love? you have any last words you want to say to the people before we dismiss?
I just, all I got to say is that his will is being done, and I just pray that we all just stay encouraged. And I like what you just said, though. We are all excited about this. We come together and start putting stuff together, you know, for my clothing, jewelry, everything else. We talk to the man that's going looking for us.
Hallelujah. Area code 540, you have a remark you'd like to give?
Yes, don't be discouraged. Just hold on.
All right. Area code 678, before we dismiss.
Yes, you said that to stay encouraged, and I appreciate you saying that because I needed that. But at the same time, Sister Yaina, aren't they going to hate us? Aren't these people going to, aren't we going to go? Are we going to go through something because we are going to be standing out from amongst the other people?
Yeah.
It's real concerns for me because now I have people on my job during Christmas. They know that I'm an Israelite and they asking questions. But I know white people own this company and they have Jews in there too. And it's like, I didn't, but aren't, we're supposed to be aware of what our standing out from the crowd means, too, you know?
You are, but you're not supposed to be scared. You know what
I'm saying? I'm not saying scared, but to expect this, right?
You go to work, do your job, you're pleasant like you always are, and you let Yah do the rest because they're going to try to do things to us, but he said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. So he's going to make sure that you're saved out of it, and you will be just fine. And if something happens where they whispering and talking, sometimes you have to let them whisper and talk. If they ask you a question, answer it. If you can't answer it, tell them to come to the class. I will be more than happy to answer.
And I just want you to know I'm not afraid, and I will answer their questions, but also I know my job could be on the line for answering those questions, you know? And I know that's an issue. You know, that's part of it, too.
If you feel like your job is on the line for answering the question, don't answer the question. Invite them to the class. You don't want to do that. Don't take anything. Just tell them this is not appropriate for the workforce. That's all I got to tell them. I don't feel comfortable doing that, and this is not appropriate for the workforce. I came here to work. And that's all I got to tell them. Not to go any further. They paid me about an hour, and I came here to do a job, and this is not appropriate for the workforce. And you have a good day.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But at the same time, I just wondered if, you know, are we to expect things like this to happen? I'm just saying what could happen. This has not happened. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of them were coming to me during Christmas and why I don't believe this and that. And I told them. So, you know.
They give me the same way, sis. And I answered their question. I don't celebrate. Well, why? I just don't understand. I just don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. But now we have these people killing Jews and all of this stuff.
Yeah, you don't have it. They everywhere. They're gonna be on. They on my job. But does that stop me from wearing my ZZ? No. Does that stop me from acknowledging that I'm an Israelite? I don't wear a sign saying I'm an Israelite. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. But if they ask me and the question comes up, what is your nationality? I tell them. But if don't nobody ask me, I don't say nothing.
Right.
You know.
But what I guess I'm asking, should we be aware of things like this may happen?
Yeah.
You know?
That's the way you're not to be. Yeah. But that's where y'all come in.
I'm looking forward to it because I want the Most High to come. I really do. But and I'm not afraid. But it's just I know that these things, you know, things could happen. Where?
They do. But he got right. your back. He got your back. God got your back. And if something happens, where, which I doubt if it will, where it costs you your job, he got your back. I know he do. And it shouldn't, because they pay you by the hour to do a job. And as long as you're doing that job and you're following their procedures, you shouldn't have a problem.
Okay.
So guess what? They can't go up to a gay person and say, well, why don't you like women? There are laws to protect them from being harassed that way. Well, I don't understand why you don't like women. Well, I don't understand why you just like men and you don't like women. You can't even do that to a gay person anymore, because there are laws to protect them, and that same law protects you. You have a right to stay who you are and practice what you practice. You don't have to do what everybody else does, and you don't have to explain yourself. You don't owe anybody an explanation. I just don't celebrate it. And right. every time them holidays come around, we all go through it on our job. All of us do. We dread it because we know it's coming. Halloween and Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter and all kind of stuff. We dread it. But guess what? As long as you don't interfere with what they believe in, you don't do it, you don't do it. I just don't celebrate that.
Yes, you're right.
We all go through that. Every one of us on the phone line.
I guess I'm wondering, is this Jacob's trouble coming?
It's coming.
I guess
it's
publicity, which it has me concerned about it with people, you know, like this man shot these Jews, supposedly. And this is Jacob's trouble coming, right?
Yes, ma'am. And he said, Jacob shall be saved. We trust in, we just trust y'all and keep going with it. You know, because I'm not going to let you put no Christmas tree up in my house. I'm not getting ready to do no Halloween dress up, decorations, none of that. I asked him respectfully, please don't put that in my queue. Please don't put that. I don't celebrate. And it's an HR issue. You can definitely go if it comes to that. I don't do that. I come to work to do a job, and I follow your procedure, and I do the job, and I'd like to get paid and go home. I don't come to participate in those things. I don't do them. All right, everybody. Well, look, I hope I have helped in that situation and answer some of your questions. Brother Yerushalayim, is this okay? Can I call you when this is over with?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
ma'am.
Great. All right. Everybody else, have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget that Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is New Year's Day, we're going to start our Old Testament reading from Genesis 1:1, and we're going to call on the same number that we call on Saturday, which is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039 pound. Again, I'm going to tell you again, it's 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039 pound. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Home.